Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today emerged from his damaged compound in Ramallah. Hours earlier, Israeli tanks, which had surrounded the compound for more than a month, withdrew under an arrangement brokered by the United States. In exchange for Arafat's freedom of movement, six Palestinians wanted by Israel were transferred from the compound to a Palestinian jail in Jericho. They will be monitored by U.S. and British guards. Amos Harel is a military correspondent for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. You say covering the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is becoming increasingly difficult. Why more difficult?
Well, it has become more difficult because of the terrific amount of tensions around. It's not a full-scale war going on between Israel and the Palestinians, but it's very close to that. And the temperature on both sides is very high. Both sides are trying to represent the story the best way they can. And from the Palestinian side, it's a different situation because they're fighting a war for independence. This is not a democratic state, the Palestinian Authority. The media there is very patriotic. It's representing only the Palestinian version of the conflict. On the other hand, Israel, it's a different matter. There's a heated argument inside the Israeli society about the war with the Palestinians, about the occupation of the territories. Is it still necessary? And it's a well-known fact that, you know, at times of war and conflict, the work for journalists is usually much more complicated. And the same is true here.
Is Israel still firing stun grenades at reporters?
I think so. I think there was an incident like that yesterday. This has to do usually with foreign correspondents, usually international TV teams. I don't think that it's intended. I don't think that this is a policy of the IDF, of the Israeli army. But this happens usually when soldiers at checkpoints or at different roads decide that the fact that the media is paying too close attention to what they're doing is dangerous to them. And this happens. It happened quite a lot, I think.
With roadblocks and other restrictions imposed by the Israeli army, isn't it hard to get to places where developments are taking place?
It's complicated. You have to use different roads, different methods to get there. But I think if you ask foreign correspondents living in Israel, most of them have managed after a few days to reach the battlefield itself.
Why doesn't the Israeli army want reporters around?
The usual explanation, of course, would be that the army does want this sort of cover-up and it doesn't want its actions covered. I'm not sure that is true, but I think it's always complicated to explain what you're doing when you have a tank on one side and a lone gunman on the other side. If you watch it from abroad, most people, I guess, would probably identify with the Palestinian side because of the way the media shows it, because of the way the TV camera shows the picture. And so it's very difficult for the army usually to explain what it's doing.
Are you under any pressure from the Israeli government to depict this conflict in any given way?
Not really. It's not that the Israeli government has put any real restrictions, but you see expectations from the government, from the establishment, for the press to be more patriotic.
Amos Harel is military correspondent for Israel's Haaretz newspaper.